James Schramko here, and today we are hearing from Jake Hauer, who runs a successful travel business using Own the Race Course. So we're going to find out how he implements it and also how you can take the lessons he's learned to implement OTR for yourself.
This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Jake, tell me about your business, because it's not in the traditional internet marketing space. Well, certainly it wasn't recently, but it's looking like it's going that way. I'm really intrigued as to what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely, James. And that's very true. I run a traditional bricks and mortar business here in Melbourne. It's a travel agency. So I bought a share, a 50% share of this business back in 2009. Now, the agency has been running since the late 1950s. So I essentially bought a business which was running well and had an existing database of clients and, of course, staff and everything along that goes along with that also. Now, what I wanted to do is that I wanted to, form a relationship with these people, because I'd never spoken to them before and they didn't know anything about me. The other thing is that they'd never really been marketed to. So when I come in 2009, I extracted all of their data, emails, et cetera, et cetera, and then started trying to send them a monthly newsletter or something like that via email. And we're getting really low open rates, and I just wasn't getting any user engagement. So back in March, I think, was when you may have started your videos weekly or every couple of day videos, and that really resonated with me. So I went out to try and replicate that. And back in May, I started, which is what has become known now as the OTR strategy.
Yes, I think the original version, Authority Leverage product, which was me just sort of answering someone's question. One of my students actually in Silver Circle asked, how do I get so much content out? And I went and recorded a little answer to that, just a short video, and I published that. I think you got onto that pretty quickly.
Yeah, definitely. And that's exactly right. That's the one that I did really base my my experiment or my own implementation of it was off Authority Leverage. And to this day, I actually still prefer referring to it as Authority Leverage rather than Own the Race Course.
Yeah, well, it was the original, and Own the Race Course was the more formal, documented version. And that's become really, really popular, and I think because it does work in different industries. Were you sending out those HTML style emails originally?
Yeah, I'm big on testing and stats and all of that sort of stuff. So yes, it's been really interesting since starting it in 2009. I've probably gone through 10 plus iterations of email styles. And it started out with those jam-packed full HTML image-based emails. And then we went through a few different things to really where we are now. Our emails are essentially, hey, we've got some new news for you. Here's a link. Go check it out on the site.
Right. So I imagine a lot of normal businesses would still be using that HTML, like fancy email template. What advice would you have for that sort of business based on what you now know from testing and trying different strategies?
Well, certainly now, in my case, the email serves one purpose, and that one purpose is essentially to get people to a page where they can watch my video. So I found from my own testing that the best way to do that is to focus on getting people to click, just to click the link in the email to the page. So I've stripped out absolutely everything else. The emails now have probably one or two paragraphs, just giving them a bit of an introduction to what will be included in the video, and then, of course, asking them to click through. So I think what's very important is to focus on one message in your email.
Right, so have the most wanted action, I would call that. You know, I watched your videos, and a listener might think, well, what could you possibly talk about in the travel industry for a weekly news update? And I found your topics fascinating, ranging from the best seat in the plane, to which airlines are flying which routes, why you should wear the travel socks when you do a long-haul flight, and all sorts of interesting things. Where do you get the ideas from?
That's a very good point. And, yeah, a lot of it comes from my knowledge, from our travellers' knowledge. I know you've given me a number of tips which I've utilised in the weekly the weekly videos. So it's a combination of our own experience, what our travellers are getting themselves or submitting themselves to me, and also probably the most important thing is of essentially collating the news from the week, and then I'm taking out to the different stories or the most popular stories over the course of the week to put into the news. It was certainly for me a very, very hard thing to do initially, because I had no idea how I was going to be able to generate the news myself, because as you and most listeners out there probably know, in their own industries, you're seeing so many emails and so much news that it's hard to decipher what's relevant to your customers, and that was very hard initially for me as well.
I guess you must have a pretty clear idea of who your perfect customer is. I mean, a good case in point is I was watching your videos each week, and I do travel at least once a quarter, and I actually switched across to your service after seeing the videos over and over again, because I had a strong sense that you were on the game and you knew exactly your way around the travel market. And I've got to say, as a customer, and I've now done several trips, it's been a really good experience for me as a customer. Do you have other people like me? And has this video marketing news weekly approach changed the way the business is attracting customers?
Yes and yes. So that first point, yeah, I would definitely say you are the ideal customer in certainly one of our in one of our markets, and that's business travel. In most cases, what we're looking for is somebody who is potentially time poor, but understand the benefits of service. So in that respect, they're willing to potentially pay a little bit more than what they could do if they were to get it themselves, but they know that the time savings that they will actually garner from using us will far outweigh any potential savings they'd make by doing it themselves. So, our ideal customer is essentially you. So,
well, it's interesting you say about, the thing that appeals to me, even though I value my time, I've got a fair bit of time elasticity, but there's the little things, like when I get on the plane and I'm the only person in the whole cabin with no seat in front of me, and everyone's looking at me like, oh, you were lucky. I'm thinking, no, I'm not. I just have a travel agent, and you're probably booking your fares online, trying to save $20. And I'm the guy who can stretch my legs right out with no seat in front of me for the next 12 hours straight. So, it really does pay to get specialist advice when you can, especially in such a minefield of an industry. There's so much information. You're right. If someone can make it easy for you, that's good. Can you give us some sort of stats, like in terms of viewership or audience retention, or changes in your subscription base? What sort of things have you noticed since deploying your videos each week?
Yeah, sure. So just to frame that, so essentially the majority of our customers are existing or referral based traditionally, and or they're calling in from the phone. So we haven't traditionally got a lot of business from our website. So since starting the OTR method, we've increased visitors to the sites by around 120%. We've increased sign-ups to our newsletter by 430%. Now, these are all off relatively low numbers, but they're very, to me, they're very relevant, because even though they're quite low numbers in comparison to some other niches, we've got a very high lifetime value for a customer. So we're getting, say, 1,000 visitors a month. And from that, if we get just one customer, that's worth to us, it's worth over $1,500 over the course of the lifetime of that client. So that is very, very important for us. The other thing I've really noticed, particularly with our existing customers, is that these videos have been really engaging. They've helped to really engage with the customers. I now get probably each week between 5 and 10 people who hit respond to an email I've sent them, or make comment about what was in the video, or just they may even just hit respond and just say, "Hey, how are you doing? How's things going?" And it's that to me has been the real power of it, because I'm actually getting to know my customers, and I think that's priceless.
Yeah, I think it's got to be one of the best CRM, customer relationship techniques that you could do, is to stay in regular contact with your customers and give them information that's useful. And also, it cuts down your service time. I imagine that you're able to leverage your answers. When someone asks you a question and you put the answer in the next news, then everyone gets the answer. Then you don't have as many customer inquiries for the same question.
Yeah, and funny you say that, because I've started, even when I do get someone asking the same question, I even point them to the videos to watch. So that's very true. It's cut down that service time, but it's also it's educating our customers. So we're finding that myself and my staff are spending less time trying to convince people about why they should book with us or why they should be going somewhere. So that's essentially done through the videos. And so essentially, when someone calls, we're probably 2 or 3 steps down the sales process already.
Right. Yeah. I know in our case, we use a lot of online support through our Zendesk, and our team have created macro responses using links to our YouTube channel to the exact video or to our page on the site, which we embed the video with the exact answers. So we can put things like the top tips or the mistakes that people often make when they're doing some of the services that we provide. What I like about your implementation, Jake, is that you have taken the core idea and you continue to innovate. And I think this somewhat like the arms race between Russia and the US, you've created some good innovations, and everyone in the scene doing Own the Race Course videos is able to see what you do, because you quite often share behind the scenes, as I've been doing. And we've been talking about camera equipment and audio equipment and the process for editing and transcribing and creating custom images. And also, you've innovated things like the related posts with images, etc. So I like that you've contributed back to the core idea and made it better for everyone. Can you tell me what have been the biggest surprises as you've been implementing this strategy?
The biggest surprises? Yeah, that's a tough question. This probably has been the most surprising thing for me, is that how easily you can get really high quality content. And this is something, like, I would suggest that regardless of myself being on the camera, the actual quality that we're getting it to be produced at is similar to a local news station or something, and that's using equipment that's less than $1,000 all up. So that to me has been really surprising, and of course how quickly you can get this content up and out there as well. That's also been very surprising. Each episode is probably taking me 30 to 45 minutes of my own time, but it's producing 4 or 5 pieces of content. And that's incredible. I can't believe how leveraged that is.
Yeah, I think you've been excited about that, to the extent where you've now started branching out into related podcasts and services, even to help other people with their editing. Can you tell me about the expansion there? Obviously, it's something you're passionate about.
Yeah, it is. And that's probably the key. It goes a little bit deeper than OTR, but essentially I've got such a fantastic team here in the travel agency that my time here has been freed up substantially, and it's allowed me to focus on some other things which I really enjoy. And I do, I love this. I love marketing, and I love producing content. Now, that's something that's relatively new to me. Certainly, this would be my first foray into producing content, these initial videos. So, but I love it, and that's exactly where I've gone with the podcasting and that. It's fantastic talking to such high caliber people, and that has been really fantastic that I can focus on some other things which I really enjoy.
And tell us the name of your podcast in the multimedia arena.
Yes. So that's the Multimedia Marketing Show, and I guess the premise of that show is to bring on experts in different field for experts who are producing awesome content in different aspects of media. So the videoing, the blogging, and the podcasting. So we had you on it with Dan Andrews and Dan Norris the other week, and that was an awesome episode. But that's obviously the goal is to help others get out there and produce awesome content.
Yeah, well, I highly recommend anyone implementing Own the Race course to check out Jake's podcast, because you will get some good tips. And there was that incredible content smackdown where we compared text and audio and video. And, of course, the beauty of OTR is that you really are doing all of those things and tapping into each of the strong mediums, whether it's Google, YouTube, or iTunes. I mean, you want to be in all of those, and you can be just by creating one core piece of high-quality content. I love that you're making great quality videos. You've taken on some demons. From memory, you were a little bit nervous when you started out going on camera. You've at times you've stuttered or whatever, but you've just gotten past that. Can you tell me the mindset tricks that go on there?
They're really, well, what really caused that? It's hard to really pinpoint, because you're right, it's tough for me to put myself out there. It's quite embarrassing, and certainly to be on camera is very embarrassing for myself. But I think it all just clicked, and that was around the start of May, where I just stopped trying to produce perfect content and just decided that probably the biggest spur for me was improving. And so to actually get content out there for people to review and to comment on and to laugh at even, that has been the biggest spur for me to actually improve. So that was a big demon, but I can't tell you exactly what it was, but it just clicked at some stage where I just said, listen, I'm producing content that is 95% better than my competitors. Even if it's not perfect, I just need to get it out there.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions here, just to, in case someone's listening thinking that they're nervous. How many people have responded to you negatively?
Zero.
Right.
Absolutely zero.
Okay, well, I was hoping that would be the answer. And secondly, how many of your competitors in the travel industry are putting out weekly news videos?
Yeah, again, absolutely zero. And that, I think, is key, because what we're doing, I'm 6 months ahead of our closest competitor because I've been producing 6 months worth of content. But I think more important than that is you could probably multiply that times four, because the OTR strategy is effectively producing four or five pieces of content. So you could say I'm 6 months times four ahead of my closest competitor. So we're talking 2 to 3 years ahead of our.
That's it. And, you know, in my case, I was definitely not the first person to be putting out regular video content in the internet marketing space. However, it's been around for a number of years, but not everyone does it yet. You can still stand out and differentiate by having a good show. And that's the key point. And I think it's the fear that holds people back that they really shouldn't be so worried about. And I don't mind more people coming into the market, because it's more places for us to share ideas. It's more places for people to get value. And it's better for the community as a whole to have a higher standard. So I think this is good stuff. Just a couple more questions, Jake. What would you do differently if you're going to start off tomorrow? If we went out, if we bought a furniture removal company for you and you set up in the shop, what would you start differently from tomorrow?
The frequency, I think, would be the key thing for me. I'm now doing two videos weekly now into the different markets that we serve. And that evolved over the course of the last 6 or so months. So I'd get out there and I'd be doing it, doing more of the same stuff, really. I'd probably add in the podcasting as well, or try to intersperse the video update podcast with some longer podcasts. That's really all I'll do differently. There's nothing that I did which I was really embarrassed about. I would say, yes, I've improved the quality of the production, so better equipment. But if I didn't have access to that equipment, I'd still be doing it, and I don't think that would be wrong. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'd be just going full bore into it straight away.
I'm also interested in the path that you took to find out about me. Do you remember?
I do, yes, very clearly. I think back in, it must have been 2008, 2009, I reckon one of the first listeners to the Small Business Big Marketing show. And so from there, it was, I enjoyed that. And so I followed Tim Reed across from Small Business Big Marketing to Freedom Ocean. And from there, the step was into, I think maybe Fastweb Formula 3, the live event, and into your previous forum and across to this one. So very clear, and I know exactly where it was that that I fell into your funnel.
Right. So it's another vote for the power of the podcast. So it's really important for listeners to know that these podcasts, even though they do take time to organize and they do take energy to put together, and it appears as though it's almost a charity in some cases, especially if you are watching other people complain about how much effort goes into them and no reward. Well, my tip is that podcasts are great for traffic, and they work best if you have some kind of product or service that you can lead people to that they can then experience. So in this case, you came from a free podcast, Freedom Ocean, into a paid event and a paid community. And of course, you're a customer of mine and I'm a customer of yours too, which is great. So we both have something that people can buy attached to the podcast. And that's an important point that I would like listeners to take on board. So what does next year look like for you? At the time of recording this, we're right on the turn of the year. What is the horizon looking like?
Yeah, so I think in terms of OTR, we've got that strategy. That's under control now. So that's become a habit. That will just continue on a weekly basis now and into the future. I think from the travel side of things, I'll be adding a podcast or an educational series of sorts. Maybe it's going to be a webinar, but I think that's going to help produce extra content for the site. But that will be certainly important on that side. And of course, on the other side is I'll be working on, as you say, the services and the products that that I've been able to create in the last 2 to 3 months to help other businesses get their strategy, their video and their OTR strategy in place as well.
Fantastic. All right. So if we want to check out your travel OTR strategy, what's your site?
Best place to go would be to flypat.com. That's flypat.com. And you'll be able to head across to the blog there and you'll be able to see everything we've produced since May.
It's good information for travelers. And I'm going to ask you for some parting advice for our listener. If they're considering Own the Race course, is it a good course for them to get a hold of? And what would be your best piece of advice for someone who's considering this strategy?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, go out and get the course. There's a heap of information in it, and hopefully it will allow you to implement very quickly. I think the biggest barrier for me to enter was around mindset. So I think my best advice would be to, even if you're not ready to publish right now, just get yourself in front of the camera try and shoot some episodes. Use evergreen content so you can use it in the future. And if you don't feel comfortable sending it out to your client, send it to your mum or send it to your wife, and just get used to producing regular content. Get into the habit of recording weekly, and then once you feel confident, you'll have content built up already. But certainly that was the biggest thing for me, was just getting comfortable in front of camera.
That is a nice tip. Thank you, Jake. Well, I really appreciate you sharing this, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up with an update from you and see how the developed strategy works with your new shows next year. Have a great year.
Thanks, James, and thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com. Thank you.